If you love chocolate and think the only way that you could have it in your wedding is in a dessert, then this show is for you, because today we're going to be talking about three non-traditional, super fun, super unique ways to incorporate chocolate into your wedding day that goes far beyond favors or dessert. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Step-by-Step Wedding Prep Podcast by Wedding Connections of the Hudson Valley, the weekly show that makes wedding planning fun again. Here, you'll go from planning panic, that constant sense of feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and needing to please those around you, to being in control again, feeling confident, encouraged, and calm in planning the day you've always dreamed of. From interviews with industry experts to firsthand planning tips and more, you'll learn ways to make wedding planning easy, affordable, and as stress-free as possible. Now here's your host, Felicia Zammit McMahon.
Hello, and welcome back to the show, where we teach you everything you need to know to plan your wedding like a pro. This is episode number 32, and this week we're talking chocolate. Who doesn't love chocolate? I know I love it. I know a lot of you listening right now probably love it. And today we're going to be doing something really different, because we're going to be talking about chocolate, but not in the traditional sense of having it as a dessert or a favor at your wedding. Today we're going to be talking about three totally unique, different, and super fun ways to incorporate chocolate into your wedding day. And to help us do this, my guest today is a person whose life was literally changed because of chocolate. She actually worked on a cacao farm in Hawaii for a few months, and so she got a full-on chocolate immersion experience. So she learned everything from how to plant the cacao seeds, to harvest them, to make them into the chocolate that we know today. So my guest today is Sam Morrow, who is the creative director and chocolate design expert at Noteworthy Chocolates, which is a custom chocolatier based in Bethel, Connecticut. So sit back, relax, grab some of your favorite chocolate, and enjoy this week's episode of the Step-by-Step Wedding Prep Podcast. Hi, Sam. Welcome to the show. I'm happy to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be here.
So today we're going to be talking about chocolate and how you can incorporate chocolate into your wedding day. And, you know, you've worked with chocolate for a long time, and you know, we had a little bit of a conversation prior to recording, and you had mentioned some really fascinating, out of the box, and unique ways that couples can incorporate chocolate into their wedding. That's not like in a dessert or as a favor, but these are really, really unique ideas. And the first thing that you mentioned was adding it to your signature drink. And I'd love to hear more, because this sounds really delicious. And I never think of signature drinks having something sweet in them. I always think of them, you know, as, you know, being more, you know, just alcohol based with maybe like fruit juice or something like that, but nothing with chocolate, nothing like a dessert. So can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Of course. So signature drinks, they're such an easy and great way to add a bit of personal flair to your wedding. You know, we're getting into fall and cooler weather, so that kind of makes me think cozy drinks. So the first thing that popped into my head with chocolate is hot chocolate. Real, you know, good quality chocolate, either with hot water or hot milk, whatever type of milk you're choosing. You know, add cinnamon or spices to jazz it up. And definitely real whipped cream on top.
Oh yeah.
or you could always do like a hot chocolate on a stick or on a spoon, and it's just like drinking chocolate that's been solidified, and then you can dunk it into the hot beverage, swirl it in. You know, people can add in toppings, whatever they like.
Wow, that sounds so good.
Oh, thank you. And then I was thinking, you know, some more classy drinks. So, you know, you take your old fashioned, you know, it's bourbon based. Instead of Angostura bitters, use chocolate bitters. Or a mint julep. You know, there's a variety of mint called chocolate mint, and it actually tastes like chocolate. So swap that in for a hint of chocolate flavor. And then I was thinking, what if you want something more decadent or more playful? How about your white Russian? You know, it's the cream or milk and the coffee liqueur. Add in some chocolate syrup and you've got a chocolate white Russian. Delicious. Or, and this one I'm kind of excited about, a Nutella mudslide.
Oh my gosh. Take, oh, that sounds so good.
Right? You take Nutella, some half and half, Bailey's, Frangelico over ice. It sounds so good.
Wow. Oh my gosh. That sounds amazing. Yeah. And these are things like I would have never even thought of doing. And especially even like the hot chocolate, even as something as like a little something for your guests to take with them, you know, if they're mm-hmm. driving back home or doing something, you know, obviously those would have, you know, no alcohol in it, but, you know, sure. just to have, sure. you know, a hot chocolate on the way home. Like there's something about hot chocolate to me that's just so like comforting and soothing. It's like drinking a hug, you know,
absolutely. It's so
good. Now, the other thing that you talk about too is, and this is something that you guys have actually created before, but using chocolate as table numbers, which when you told me this, I was like, oh my gosh, that is like the coolest idea I've ever heard of. And I'm sure at the end of the night, I'm sure the guests are probably like clamoring over it, trying to figure out like who's going to get to take that home. So can you tell me a little bit more about how to do table numbers out of chocolate at your wedding?
Sure. So we engrave our table numbers on our chocolate stationery, and our stationery is roughly the size of an iPad. So it's about 6 inches by 8 inches. And while they're not in the shape of the number, we engrave the numbers prominently so everybody can see them. And we can have fun with different fonts or surrounding design elements. So it can match your theme or your invitations. And they're truly a centerpiece. You know, it's something people haven't seen before. You know, it could be either in addition to flowers or in lieu of flowers, or, you know, just the table number that's on like a little stand. It's on just a, you know, throwaway piece of paper. Right. And guests definitely will be fighting over these by the end of the night.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. And it's such a unique idea. And, you know, it's these little like unique personal touches that guests are really going to remember. Those Absolutely. Are the things that are going to make your wedding stand out from everybody else's. So that is a really cool idea. And, you know, like you said, they could be in place of flowers, in lieu of flowers, or they could be in addition to flowers as well. So, you know, if you're looking for something, you know, maybe if you're on a tight budget and you don't necessarily want to, you know, spend money on flowers for every table, you could do chocolate instead. So I Absolutely. Think that's a really, really cool idea. And now this one blew my mind because this is stuff like I would have never thought about doing, but you suggested doing a chocolate save the date. Now this, if I got something like this in the mail, I would literally clear my calendar. I would make sure I'm going to that wedding. No matter what comes up, I am going to that wedding. If you're sending me a chocolate save the date, that is a wedding that I definitely want to go to. So can you tell me like, tell me more about this and you know, what couples should know if they're interested in possibly doing a chocolate save the date.
Sure. I agree with you. I would definitely want to be invited to that wedding. So save the dates and invitations, they really set the tone for your wedding. And if you're a chocolate loving couple, this is a perfect way to do that. We can engrave any design, any message, and in any language. So if you want to send out a chocolate message that's your save the date, we can write, we can do it on, you know, our smaller little impression chocolates, which are about the size of a business card, or you can use some of our chocolate stationery. You know, we have it in a few different sizes. And we can write whatever you want, you know, make it fun. Obviously, if you're sending out chocolate, you guys are a fun couple anyway. So have fun with the wording. And, you know, we can either send out, if you're, you know, maybe you're just sending out the smaller pieces, we could send out two so people can eat one right away because you know they're going to want to. Or, you know, and that way they have one to with the date on it that they can save. Or we could also include a paper note with it, you know, so that people can eat the chocolate right away, even if it's the same message. But that way, you know, they just know that they're in for a great time at your wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually that's a really great idea because, you know, obviously you can't stick chocolate on your fridge with a magnet. That won't work too well. So having that printed paper, you know, like you said, even if it's the same message, at least it's something tangible that you can, you know, stick on your fridge so you don't, you know, forget, and then you can enjoy the chocolate afterwards. So that's really awesome. Now, do you like, if somebody was getting married or at least sending out their save the dates, like in the summer, would that be okay to do? Like, would the chocolate melt?
No, that's a great point. So with any of our chocolate going out in the summer, we always send it with cold packs.
Oh.
You know, we're really conscious of the the weather, you know, along the whole route from where we're shipping from in Bethel all the way to your destination. So mm-hmm. if it looks like it's going to be above, you know, around 75 degrees, it's going with ice.
Oh, wow.
So you won't have to worry about it shipping.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really great. And do you guys do like, what kind of chocolate do you guys do?
So we use a premium chocolate. You know, it's absolutely delicious. I'm kind of a chocolate snob. and you know, we have dark chocolate, milk chocolate, and white chocolate.
Nice.
All of our flavors are allergen friendly. The owner, Jennifer, has a lot of food allergies. So she wanted to make sure that she could offer something that she herself could eat. Mm-hmm. So our chocolate is gluten-free, soy-free, peanut and tree nut-free. And our dark chocolate's also vegan, so it's dairy-free as well.
Wow. So this is really a great option for anybody, you know, regardless of your, you know, dietary restrictions or allergies. I mean, this is really a very friendly product.
Definitely.
So that's a great option for people. And like I said, you know, these are just so unique and out of the box. And, you know, I had chocolate at my wedding, but it was our Favors. And I think that's, you know, when people think about chocolate in their wedding, I think that's sort of like exactly where they go is like, oh, I'll do it as a favor or something sure. like that. So these are really, really great ideas. And I love sharing these because, you know, my hope is that it sort of, you know, gets the ball rolling and gets the juices flowing, you know, for couples who are thinking of something, you know, unusual or different or really memorable, you know, to start really thinking out of the box. So, you know, that kind of brings me, you know, to my last question is, you know, these were just three examples of ways that you can incorporate chocolate into your wedding. I'm sure there are a ton more, but if somebody is just starting out looking at inspiration for their wedding, and if they want something really unique and different, and if they do want to use chocolate, like where should they start? Like, you know, should they be starting at Pinterest or should they be starting on Instagram? Like, where would they find this information and this inspiration? And what can they, if they're looking at something and they're like, oh, I wonder if I can make that, you know, do that in chocolate. Like, what are some things that they should be thinking about?
You know, Pinterest and Instagram are the perfect places to start. Mm-hmm. I think Pinterest probably more than Instagram, at least for me. But I, you know, I would say really just try to see what traditional aspects of your wedding that you could swap chocolate in. You know, you start with your wedding cake. Nothing says it has to be a white cake, you know, make mm-hmm. it chocolate, have a chocolate drizzle around the outside or swap it out entirely for a dessert bar. Mm. You know, think, you know, especially with a lot of outdoor weddings right now, you know, think s'mores, especially if your venue has a little fire pit. You know, it's, you know, a perfect way to swap in chocolate, or have homemade cookies or donuts. Mm. Always good. You know, little things like for cocktail hour, you know, if you're going to have a plate of, you know, cheese, nuts and dried fruit or something, have some pieces of dark chocolate in there too. You know, those are people kind of don't think about adding sweets. You know, to your cheese plate, but it totally works.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
You know, and you know, if you're a fun loving chocolate couple, you know, be playful with it. Add a line to your vows, sneak something in, like, I vow to always share my chocolate with you.
That's really sweet. And that, you know, that's a really good idea too, because, you know, you don't have to actually have the physical chocolate in there. You know, if you love chocolate, put it in your vows, make that promise that you have to share your chocolate.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think that's a great, mm-hmm. I think that should be in all wedding vows.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's a sign of a good couple. If you could share your chocolate, then you're meant to be.
Then you're good.
Awesome. Well, before I let you go, I always do something with our guests, which is the fun five questions. So whenever you're ready, I'll go ahead and ask the questions.
I'm ready.
All right.
Bring it.
So my first question, you know, you have been working with chocolate for a long time. How did your love of chocolate begin and how did you get into this industry?
You know, it's a funny question because I've always loved food and mm-hmm. I probably should have pursued a culinary degree, but I never did. Mm-hmm. You know, so I did the corporate job thing for a number of years and one day I just was fed up. I decided to quit, went traveling. And a woman I met, you know, kind of introduced me to this program called Woofing, which if you've never heard of it, it's an acronym. And it's essentially a work exchange program to go work on farm on a farm, learn all about the skills and exchange for your labor, essentially. So I was, you know, researching opportunities, and I found one on Hawaii, and it was to work at on a cacao farm. You know, so I literally from the ground up learned how to grow and harvest cacao, and, you know, and make it into the chocolate that we all know and love to eat. So ever since then, I was just like, this feels right. And I've been working with different chocolate makers ever since. So Wow. It just, I mean, who doesn't love chocolate? Exactly. You know, and you know, get to be surrounded by it every day. And noteworthy has just been the most unique approach to chocolate that I've encountered. So it's so much fun every day.
That's awesome. I'm sure that must have been like such a really cool experience to not only be in Hawaii, but now to like, you know, to work on a cacao farm and just to see how the whole process works. That just seems really, really fun. Now, what is, you know, you've created so many different types of personalized chocolates, you know, for both corporate and, you know, personal. Mm-hmm. So what is one of the most memorable items you guys have created?
Ooh, that's a good one. So we do offer, like I mentioned, a chocolate stationery. And this one customer, he was a dad, and he was just writing this really heartfelt note to his son going off to college. Aww. And it was just so sweet to read. And the fact that obviously we get to see everybody's messages, it restored my faith in humanity a little bit. It was just the most endearing thing I'd read in a long while.
Oh, wow.
Those little things like that, it just makes the job so rewarding.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. Oh, wow. That's awesome. So now you recently got married, and, you know, obviously you got married, you know, during the time of COVID. So can you tell me what your journey was like, you know, throughout this whole time? Because I know it's been so stressful for so many couples, and my heart breaks for everybody. And, you know, I was just curious to know, like, what your journey was like, and, you know, how you stayed, you know, or if you stayed positive throughout the whole thing, you know, how did that work out for you? And what was your journey like?
I think a journey is a great way to describe it, because it's been an adventure, you know, yeah, from the get-go. You know, you're initially so super excited to be planning a wedding, and then you realize that it could be incredibly unsafe to gather with people, and you can't even go hug your mom or your dad, you know, or any of your close friends. And so, you know, this was like back in April, May timing when we were thinking about sending out our invitations. You know, my husband and I, we spent many a night just talking over the pros and the cons. You know, what do we do? How do we do this? You know, there's no advice on how to get married in a pandemic out, you know, early on in the year. And we ultimately decided we'd go through with it, even scaling back a lot. And we figured out, you know, little ways to keep everybody safe, you know, figured out how to distance everybody, not only while they're sitting to watch the ceremony, but also having dinner. You know, we just really ended up making everybody's safety our top priority. Even little things like getting custom masks made, you know, mm-hmm. It was corny at first. And then I was like, you know what, who cares? We have to do it, and we're going to have fun with it. So I'm a fairly, you know, steady person, you know, tried to keep my cool throughout the whole process, and, you know, realized that, you know, there's only so much we can do, but ultimately, you know, we still want to go through with this.
You really can't cancel love.
You can't. You really can't. Absolutely not. You know, little things are going to happen, and that's okay. And you just have to keep on going through with it. You know, it's uncharted territory, and, you know, all, you know, 2020, 2021 weddings, they're going to be memorable for sure.
I'm so happy for you. And prior to COVID starting, I'm sure you probably did a lot of planning, you know, prior to that. Yeah. So can you tell me, like, what was really working for you and what wasn't working for you in terms of planning?
Oh, sure. So even before COVID was a thing, you know, we wanted a backyard wedding, mm-hmm. just kind of keep it intimate. You know, we're both outdoorsy people. When I was searching online for backyard weddings and, you know, how to throw one, how to decorate for one, plan for one, whatever, a lot of what I was reading was kind of focused on, you know, fancy estates with huge rolling lawns and not normal people's small backyards.
Right.
So that was a challenge, you know, just trying to think a little bit, you had to think outside the box, you know, how to scale things down. You know, what if your lawn like ours isn't flat? You know, you can't really have a dance floor. whatever. You know, just little things like that. So that was kind of tricky, and I wasn't really expecting that. You know, and also, especially in my family, the ages of, you know, like my cousins are really staggered. So I hadn't really been to a wedding in years. So that, you know, that was kind of tricky. And, you know, my sister got married like over 10 years ago. So it's wow. Like everything's different. You know, Pinterest is now a thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's so much more information and so many more things you can do, think about doing. You know, so it's been fun. But like you said, it's definitely been a journey.
Yeah.
You know, and then now with COVID, there's no advice for planning during a pandemic. Or there wasn't, you know, again, you know, back in April, May, when we were really in the thick of planning, you know, we just had to kind of go with our gut and get creative. And, you know, I called my sisters a lot. Yeah. And I also listened to this podcast, which was super helpful.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad it was helpful for you. And, you know, it's funny because we kind of share a similar story, because when I was getting married, it was kind of the same thing for me too. Like I think my cousins, they had gotten married like 20 years prior, you know, to us. And like, I was the first of my friends to get married. Neither my husband or I have siblings. So we didn't have like, you know, we weren't even like really in a wedding. I mean, we were, but like years and years and years ago. And so we're like, it was, you know, we were like, what do we do? Like, where do we even start? And like, you know, like you, it's, you know, it's sort of like, okay, well, you know, you kind of have to get creative and you have to look online for inspiration. And, you know, we went to our vendors a lot to ask them for help, and they were really super helpful. But, for somebody who obviously they've been to weddings, but maybe they haven't really been involved in planning one, it could be a bit of a challenge if you're starting from square one and really,
totally.
You know, I mean, thankfully now, you know, there's Pinterest and all that stuff, but there's so much information out there too, mm-hmm. that it's almost like you get overwhelmed before you even begin, because you don't even know where to go. There's so much.
Absolutely. It's totally information overload.
Yeah.
You know, and honestly, that's why I really like your podcast. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that because now I'm a guest, but you break it down to all the things that you need to know without all the fluff, you know, and so many things that brides and grooms just don't even think about.
Mm-hmm.
So that was super helpful. So thank you.
I'm very flattered. Thank you so much. Yeah. And that's kind of why I started this podcast, was because there is so much fluff. And, you know, there was really nothing specific, you know, to Hudson Valley weddings. You know, I mean, I know you're in Connecticut, but you're right across the border.
Right across, so yeah.
you're our friendly neighbors. Yes. So, you know, there wasn't really anything like that. And it was a lot of like trying to cut the fluff, just get to the point. Like, okay, yeah. Just tell me what I need to know. So,
sure.
So thank you. I'm very, very flattered. Now, because you are newly married, can you share with us what it feels like to be a newlywed? And, you know, I remember myself when I got married, you know, what that feeling was like, and it still stays with me. And I'd love to like know, you know, hear it from you. Like what does it feel like to be a newlywed?
Oh, it's wonderful. It really is. You know, it's funny because literally the day after we got married, you know, we had some guests kind of, you know, camping out in our backyard. They were, you know, from out of town. And literally the first thing out of their mouths when they saw me that next morning was, how does it feel? I'm like, not that much different.
Yeah.
you know, but that's not true entirely. You know, it's just, it's so wonderful to just be in this partnership. I feel so loved and so blessed. And now it's really and truly, you know, kind of a blending of not just our families, but friends too. And yeah, I feel so loved, and it's just, I'm still floating on cloud nine.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. And I'm so happy for you. And
Thank you.
It really is. It's a feeling that you can't really, it's hard to describe, but it's something like, I don't know. It stays with you for a very long time. So, so I'm so happy that, you know, you did it.
You got, yes.
Got married during all this and,
yeah.
And, that it all worked out. So, I'm thrilled for you.
Thank you.
Before, I let you go, cause we're almost out of time. If somebody wanted to contact you to have your chocolate in their wedding, where can they find you? Where should they go?
You can go to our website at www.noteworthychocolates.com. And we're also on Facebook and Instagram at Noteworthy Chocolates.
Awesome. So I'll make sure to link to those in the show notes. And again, Sam, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for being here, and best of luck to you and your husband.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
So what do you think of those three unique ways to use chocolate in your wedding? I love them, and I can't wait until I get a chocolate save the date in the mail. So I hope you guys try one of those three suggestions. And I hope this episode gave you a ton of inspiration and helped get the wheels going in terms of what you can do for your wedding incorporating chocolate. So what I would like to know from you is, how are you incorporating chocolate or your favorite food into your wedding? So definitely share your stories with us. You could follow us on Instagram at WedConnectHV or SBS Wedding Prep. And if you're a Hudson Valley bride or groom, you could join us over on our website at www.weddingconnectionshv.com for a ton of local Hudson Valley inspiration. So until next time, happy planning.